Right. Here we're doing now in the volume 4 of Rebbe's letter. This is 1030. And this is dated on the eve of Rosh Chodesh Sivan Tov Shin Aleph in Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing this letter with very, great titles. This was a great rabbi and a genius. He was actually the chief rabbi of Israel, Ben Tzion Meir Chai Uziel. They call him the Rishon Litzion. The Rishon Litzion is the first one of Zion, the head rabbi, chief rabbi. I think the Sephardic have the title Rishon Litzion. But these are the chief rabbis of Israel. He was one of the chief rabbis. Rebbe opens up with peace and blessing, and the Rebbe is saying, as we're approaching the time of the giving of the Torah, this was right before Shavuos, that is coming before us, I am expressing my blessings that we should celebrate the celebration of receiving the Torah with joy and an inner. And this would be Memochras HaShabbos HaShviz, on the next day of the seventh Shabbos. And this meaning in that particular year, which would be the inner meaning and also the literal meaning, because in that year, I guess Shavuos came out on Sunday. It was Sunday and Monday. So it is like exactly the day after the seventh week. It's known the interpretation of the teaching of Hasidus from the Alter Rebbe. Rebbe says that in Memochras HaShabbos, the day from after Shabbos means higher than the sanctity of Shabbos, which represents, this is Kabbalistic terms, Makifim De'ema, and this gives the strength to the counting of the Omer as explained in Zohar Chelek Gimel. As I know how the love, the dearness that you felt towards my father-in-law, to the words of Torah and the holy talks of my father-in-law, I'm sending you this booklet of Chag HaShavuos of this year that has just been published with blessings for the holiday and with respect. The Rebbe is writing to him. And one of the fascinating things, of the Rebbe, as you see in the letter, because on the one hand, the Rebbe was beyond an outstanding, exceptional genius of Torah, but yet the Rebbe takes the time and takes his effort and his talents and everything else to also bring it down into very simple letters. So here the Rebbe is addressing, the chief rabbi of Israel with the words of Torah. Every word of the Rebbe here, we're learning it very simply, but the Rebbe is referencing, quoting, paraphrasing verses of the Talmud and of the different areas. And
you simplified it.
What?
Simplified it.
But no, here he's writing to the chief rabbi of Israel, so he understands what the Rebbe is writing.
Right.
But then I'm saying the Rebbe wrote it in a simple to him, but yet in most of the other letters we read, the Rebbe is addressing very, very simple matters. And so to be able to be on a high level and then also to come down and teach the very simple, that's only the ability of someone like the Rebbe. It says somebody who is very high can come down very low. If you're not so high, you may not come down, be able to come down so low. So Rebbe's abilities, his greatness is the fact that he can come down even to the very simplest of levels.